I want to concentrate my remarks this morning in this homily on that second reading from Hebrews 12. The word discipline appears in the passage five times in just two verses. Discipline, discipline, discipline. I was laughing because I thought to myself, that's kind of my job here at the seminary as the dean of humanity, right? The dean of man. If you look at the Latin etymology, disciplina, it means instruction, discipline itself, training. In medieval France, the word discipline was used to describe an instrument used for self-flagellation. A little bit of the dark side of the word discipline. We look further, the word discipulus means apprentice, student, pupil. This is where we get the English word disciple. Hebrews tells us we should expect some pretty unpleasant things. This is how Hebrews describes it. Words such as reproved, scourges, pain. They're all in the narrative you heard in the second reading. You'd agree, rather sobering. You might ask, what is the goal, what is the teleology of all of this training? Well, Hebrews reminds us, it's sonship. It's the peaceful fruit of righteousness. And it's love, albeit tough love. It's a call to strengthen one's drooping hands and weak knees, to make straight one's paths, perhaps implicitly not to give in to a crossless Christianity, perhaps all too common today. But then let us go back to the beginning, discipulus and disciplina. A discipulus, a student, who accepts discipline and training in this context, in seminary, is particularly unique. You see, it's easy for anyone to, as a disciple, discipulus, to take on an academic discipline. You can learn something. You can learn, for instance, theology, and you can be very, very good at it. You have good method, solid context, great application, but it can just remain all in the head, like any other discipline, like physics or chemistry or biology. These are all disciplines, and these can remain something that you are truly expert in, at least intellectually. But we know that being a discipulus, a student here, is as much a matter of the head as it is of the heart. We are not trying to be formed into priests that are just theologically competent. That, of course, is in and of itself a mighty enterprise. But it's actually about configuration. Remember, the apostles didn't have degrees. St. Paul didn't have an STL or a doctorate. Yet he's considered the greatest theologian of the church. So it is really about configuration ultimately to the Lord, which is what the 12 knew. The Lord, who himself did not disdain the will of the Father, but was obedient to him, even unto death, death on a cross. So might we pray today, as we begin resume our lives as discipuli, as students, tomorrow, to truly enter into what it means to have true disciplina, training, apprenticeship, not only in the head, but in the heart.